So if you ever go into a Vietnamese household, you will see either a set of statues or image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary enthroned upon our mantle, or what we would call our home altar. The Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary remind us that just like her son, whom we celebrate today, tomorrow we will also commemorate the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The two hearts are united with each other because the two hearts chose to love. My brothers and sisters, the Sacred Heart of Jesus teaches us what it means to love. And that's not always easy. Love is not just something that we do out of the convenience of our heart, or whenever it's become enticing, or whatever is beneficial for us. Love is what St. Thomas Aquinas said, to will the good of the other as other. To will the good of other people, even when they're not lovable, even when they're not likable, even when they're hard to embrace, to forgive, to let go, or whatever the circumstance might be. Jesus' heart was pierced for us. And hung upon the cross, he had been betrayed, abandoned, forgotten, rejected by the people whom he loved. Yet he continued to choose to love. The heart of Jesus is not a heart that is somehow make us feel nice. The heart of Jesus is the heart that was pierced for our sins, that expiation for our sins. The heart of Jesus is the heart that continue to wield our good even when it's what hard. So how can we commemorate the heart of Jesus throughout the whole month of June, and especially today? When things get hard, when people are hard to love, remember that Mother Teresa said in a very beautiful way, love until it hurts. Continue to choose to love until it hurts. Because when we choose to love, we let go of what is of ourselves in order for Jesus to take possession of every fiber, every being, every crevice, every reality of who we are. Love until it hurts because Jesus has taught us that. Love until it hurts because Jesus did not say, only love your friends and hate your enemies. He said, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Love is not something that we do out of convenience. Love is a matter of decision, a personal choice, and a very committed will to do what Jesus has first done for us, to love even when it hurts. They have looked upon him whom they have pierced. Jesus' heart has been pierced for us, for our sins. So may our heart be tender, be loving, be willing to be pierced as well, for the sake of him who have already given us that example. And since tomorrow there's no Mass here at the parish, I would like to speak about the Immaculate Heart of Mary too. Her heart was also pierced in a different way, because she stood by the foot of the cross as she continued to be faithful. She continued to choose to love. She continued to look up upon her son who was hung on the cross for us. May the heart of Jesus and Mary change our very own heart. So just like what St. Paul said, that by our relationship, by our faith, by our hope, by our charity, we may have the strength to comprehend with all the holy ones what is the breadth, which means what gives life, the length, which means the long-term commitment, the height, and also the depth of what it means to truly believe and to experience and to live the love of Christ in our very own life. Love is not easy, but love is worthwhile. because the heart of Jesus have taught us what it means to love even when it hurts.